Cause I be cool, I see the bitches by that shooter side. Cause if I don't want to every step, they need a every damn time. The officers, they be telling me, you know I need a blueprint. If you are, I just gotta know, gotta know. Oh my God, was I trying to do a hair clip? Darling, now got me feeling suicidal. That boy's one that cussing me. I'ma pull a $30,000 bomb on jam. Put up with that dick in it, cut it like I'm bent down. She don't like no dogs, but in with a snake. Told a motherfucker, blouse to a top. Is it real? Is it fake? I don't know. I can't tell. I'm just holding time with me. I'm just holding real fail. I'm just trying to hold on. This guy came from real. It's a trip.
We're trying to break this this we've been captured. Our minds have been captured. They've captured the minds of the people. And now it's time for us to go in and we have to reevaluate everything that we've been taught. So that's what this is about now. Gathering new information and using that information to better yourself. Just like they said, if you knew better, you'll do better. So this is what it's about. So you got to start tapping into sources of information, and you got to be able to do comprehensive studies. You got to do a cross-examination. You got to get it from this place, from that place. You can't just get it from one source. You got to get it from multiple sources, different angles, and then you do your comprehensive study, and then you come up with your rational decision or whatever that is. But I used to use the analysis that if you look for the people that's listening, a lot of y'all, you know, we grew up in the hood. So if you in the hood, everybody run around doing the same thing. But in most hoods, there's no community, no commonality. There's nobody, people not coming together on their money. Like, everybody doing their own thing. One person doing good, one person doing bad, stuff going on. Instead of everybody saying, hey, man, we going through the same thing. Let's put all our money together and send it. And we can get more and get everybody have. Nobody thinks like that. You see, it's the crabs in the barrel. Everybody bringing each other down. But we all going through the same struggle. We kicking it together, putting it in the air, drinking, whatever y'all do together. Seeing females seeing men. You know, you got a thing going on with your little crew. Y'all struggling, girl, got to get some money. You know, she doing something, she struggling, you struggling, but y'all ain't not once. Said, man, let's put some down, a blueprint on some paper, and let's put our money together and our mind together, and let's make something happen. And then the other people that we meet, the minds are like ours, let's put their minds and their money together, and let's collectively, let's do something big. And the more people we could get to add on with the same kind of mind and put whatever finances they got, the better that we can do. But see, we don't think like that because that's not how we've been taught. That's not how we've been trained. And that's not how we've been programmed. So if you've been going through something all your life and you've been getting the same results, it's like, as a man thinker, so shall he be. So you are your thoughts. So whatever you're bringing out on the paper, that's what's coming out on your mind. So you need to put something else in there. You need to learn something. Listen here. People can make all the excuses they want. Oh, there ain't no jobs out here. You hear people in the penitentiary say that all the time. I did 14 years in the penitentiary, in the federal penitentiary. And listen, I spent that 14 years educating myself. Because I know for sure, if I kept landing in them prisons, I couldn't have been educated. Well, I thought I was on something, thought I knew something, thought I was doing something. All of those was a negative. So I didn't know nothing and wasn't doing nothing. So I sat in there and I looked and I listened and I studied. I got materials and I just studied and I just ate. I just a bookworm. And I just said, I'm going to make sure that I have something to save myself and my family. And that's what I did. So you could use that time in some places to be a fool and make it a playground if you want to, or you could use it as an education place, a higher education place, and that's what I did. So we got to be able to give back and work with one another. For instance, I'm calling home trying to give what I got to people. And, like, our people, we've been whooped upside the head, y'all. It's like anything they put on the news and the TV, anything that your open oppressor, the person that's been holding you down for the longest, anything his information machine puts out there, we suck it up. We take it as gospel. It's the word. You don't even got to go look it up. You just, as long as you could type it, Google it, or see it, you believe it. But when your folks, when your kin folks, when your tribe has been telling you something, man, it's suspect. It's under the microscope. Oh, man, you know it ain't no good. So that's the problem right there. Then another problem is, like, we want to check, when it comes to us, we want to check the source. Well, who told you that? But like I said, when we put it on the news, you know, we suck it up. We just take it in. We garbage eaters. You know, we straight swine, straight garbage eaters. That's what we're doing. We're just sucking all this stuff up. And it's no good for us. It's definitely no good for us. So the air polluted, the water polluted, the earth polluted. There's just a lot of stuff going on what they're doing. And it's like time for us to just get back into our natural state and to be ourselves. That's what the prophet brought to us, for us to be ourselves. And it's a lot of teachings to go on with what the prophet brought. You know, it goes kinetically. It goes down kinetic. You know, it goes real deep inside of you, you know. People don't understand who we are and what we're made up of, and the seals that's inside of you, the chakras that's inside of you. These type of things have to be understood and mastered, you know, for us to raise up into the degrees and where we headed. So it's a lot of confusion in our community, like I said, because we've been misinformed on purpose. We don't know who we are, and that's the biggest thing with us right now. Like, who are you? So if we study the case, which we're going to do again, we had went over that in some earlier episodes. We'll go over the McGirt versus Oklahoma case. And just look at the implication of that if people would just wake up. This is the union, and that's retroactive. I mean, that applies to every state in the union. That law could be applied to every state in the union, even though what it was set aside for the five tribes to be set aside in Oklahoma, you still can't adjudicate a person that's not under your jurisdiction. So it don't matter what state in the union I am. If I'm a natural person, then them statute codes and laws that you're sending people to jail for, pulling people over, giving them tickets for, don't apply to me. And that's what the McGirt versus Oklahoma case states. So we need to wake up. And you want to keep saying we black and Negroes and color African American. For one, Africa is a corporation. These states around here, these are companies. So, I mean, what are you? You are a company? If you're a company, then you understand what's going on with you, why you being tagged and why you being pulled over, why you being shot, why you being sent to jail at alarming rates, all this stuff. Why? If you're saying that you're a company, then the company and their statutes and codes has control and jurisdiction over you. So that's what's going on. So like I said, we was blessed by Allah. Allah blessed us with an illustrious prophet. You know, we read in these books about all these other prophets and messengers, and Allah was so merciful and merciful to send prophets and messengers to all the nations who then fell behind. But we don't think that we could get one for ourselves. And we worse than everybody. Everybody else at least know who they are, where they folks at, where they come from, and everything. We so confused, you could tell us anything. You could call us a Negro 1 year, a black 10 years later, a colored 20 years later, and whatever you call us, however you say it, that's how we go biff, bark, and fart. Yeah, so we really need a redeemer. We really need an avatar. We really need somebody real powerful to come amongst us. And that's what we got. We was blessed with that. And it was hidden so much. But you know what? It can't be hidden because, you know what, like the prophet said, I brought you something that you can't break. It'll break you. That's what it's done. It ain't been hidden. It's been here. It's been here in function. And when the time is right, it'll be back in control. You understand? So it's frequencies to this. Yeah, it's frequencies to this thing called life. You know, the prophet taught you, you know, Yahushua and the teaching, man. The ground got to be prepared before you can place the corn in there. So this all is just a preparation aid. That's why the consciousness of the people are waking up more, and we more aware and more in tune. But that's what this is about. Alhamdulillah. I hope y'all all right out there. You're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope all is well. We're just going over how we could break these psychological chains of slavery, man. We got a lot of self-hate in us, a lot of Willie Lynch, a lot of pointing and not recognizing them fingers pointing back at us. We all going through the same thing. We came to piece up and come together on that. The only thing we could come together on is some weed. You got $5 or $10, you want to piece up on some weed or something to drink. But then nothing is going to help ourselves and bring ourselves up. And that's what we got to get out of that. It's tough times, y'all. We need each other. We need the family. We need to be recognized and do business with each other and have land and grow our ground again and be industrious and feed the world. They need us. Man, look at how the world being breathed on. Man, look how they been poisoned. You know what I mean? Look how the bees are waiting. Look how the dragon waiting on the pregnant woman to release that child. Man, you coming out the womb, they waiting for you. As soon as you come out, they waiting there, waiting to catch you and put you into their system. Yeah, into the Chattel system, into a slavery. You ain't been free. You ain't hardly breathed a breath. It's tough, y'all. We gotta come together, man. Y'all can't see we them ones, we them gods. Y'all can't see that. But our image has been, our real image has been blurred. It's been blacked out. Yeah, so we've been given a new image. But this new image that we got is copyrighted. It's somebody else's image, y'all. It's not us. We don't live in all this filth and this darkness and this chaos. Man, we perfect image as our father, man. It's the seed that created us. We are that perfect. But got to be planted in the proper, the earth, the soil got to be right. See, the soil got to be right. And that's what's going on right now. So, you know, it's a lot going on we degrading ourselves, we degrading our women, say we don't want to come together, putting them together. It's just real simple. If you got a household, I deal with showing people ways that they can clean up their credit and business formation and stuff like that. If you got credit cards, let's say, and you got credit cards with good credit and good credentials, and everybody in your family is not on there as an authorized user, then you in the wrong. Yeah, you in the wrong, especially your immediate family, your children and stuff like that. Man, if you don't have them people on there as authorized users from the time they was young and start building, doing stuff to help them and build them. You got relatives and stuff who trying to do stuff for themselves, you know, working and striving. You know they need credit. Put them on as authorized users. They can't use the card. They're going to send the card to you. They just go get all that history and stuff put on there. Just go boost up their scores so they could go provide more for their family and put more on the table. So they could go get merchandise credit and use their credibility. Come on, y'all. When you start doing that, why you want people to depend on you and have to be asking you for stuff all the time, and you don't want to answer your phone and open your door when they're knocking on it because they're begging? Well, teach them where they don't have to beg. You feel me? Feed them. You feel me? Teach them how they can eat. You feel me? So the authorized user is away. You know, you put them on there, so they start getting them some little cards, some little $300 cards and stuff. Next thing you know, they got three or four, five, $300 cards. It's helping them out with field time and stuff, get around. They making it now. You know, they could do a little extra things and stuff now. Yeah, they coming up. Yeah. And then if more of us do that, you know, if you got three or four uncles and aunties that got good credit and stuff, man, let me get that from all y'all. I got $100 or something. Yeah, give them a few dollars or something. You feel me? Help each other out. You feel me? Because that's what they do. They sell authorized users. People, listen, I got relatives that don't even work no more because they got black cards. They got American Express cards, unlimited authorized users on there. And you put authorized users on there for $300, $400. Yeah, a whop, and they got to pay every time the new cycle come over. You eating unlimited? Man, if you got 10 people on there for $400, you're getting $4,000 a month. Hell, people ain't even making that a month right now. And that's just off one card. If you got multiple cards, so see, we got to wake up and think about ways to maneuver, ways to make money, ways to help ourselves and help others. See, you sitting back there with four or five cards, and every time they send you a card, it's step one. Yeah, it ain't like you some teeny bopper don't know how to use your credit and you just go blow it to keep it there. And then use it a little bit and let them just build it up and put your people on there, authorized users, build them up. And then everybody balling and got good credit cards and good credit. And we could go do stuff together. We can network and pool our resources together and we'll open up businesses and stores and stuff. So that's what this is about. But it's so hard. Oh, it's so hard. I be doing business formation, and I try to come to my people, and I give them a plug, give them a decent deal. I give them a deal on business formation, what costed me $8,500 for somebody. Then I didn't even get nothing out of it but the knowledge of how to do it for myself. And I'm packaging this thing up, giving it to a person, just giving it to them out of the love for the people. And, man, they reluctant on that. Yeah, you know, you're under the scrutiny. You try to do people's credit. They don't want to give you their credit number. What? Listen, you can't even get a credit card. I'm trying to help you. You can't even get a credit card. And we got so much hate inside of us, self-hate, that you reluctant to give me your Social Security number that you can't get nothing with on air. But you see me doing good. I got good credit. Man, stop it. Man, that's our problem right there. So we just got to start trusting each other more. You know, we got to start loving. That's what the prophet brought us. This is the love and not hate. And we definitely go get into the readings from the Moorish, from the Special 7, the Holy Quran. Definitely go get into that, too. I just wanted to wake y'all game up this morning and make sure that we on pinpoint and understand what's going on, what's holding us back in our community. It's like, it's simple, man. Just start with yourself. Start with yourself in your house. Get yourself in your house together. Get all your stuff together. Make sure you're on point. Make sure you recognize as a natural person and not an artificial person, because you know what's going on in this system. Make sure your I's is dotted and your T's is crossed with all your little paper game. Just putting people on notice. Hey, you just want to put people on notice, man, that you are who you are and you're not who they say you are, because it's an assumption around here. They presume that people are who they say they are. And it's a lot going on with that. And another thing, and I can't stress this more, the sister gave this to me. I was listening to the show, the sister gave this to me, and she said to sue these corporations. That's what people don't got the problem with. Y'all need to sue these corporations. Listen, quit trying to be the lean and all that and take the people's stuff. That's their stuff. whatever they created. But you can show how an injury claim against that in your natural self. You can show how you've been injured on that. And you can get your, because it's something there, then it's something for you to tap into. Yeah, that's how you get paid. You can get paid out of it. If it's something there, you got proof that it is something there, and you've been injured by that. All them companies, all them insurance companies, all them stuff, the hospitals, everybody. Yeah, you got an injury claim, a class action injury claim for your whole family. I don't care if they on crack. Yeah, I don't care if they run around on fifi, on methamphetamine. You get them. They got a birthright that's unalienable, inalienable, however you want to say it, unalienable, inalienable, however you want to say it, whether you got country grammar or you proper, however you want to say it, that's what it is. So, man, we got to just step up our game and tap up to our hands. So just think, even just by identifying yourself as Aboriginal, as Native American, hell, you won't be subject to these laws. You can at least stop going to jail. Yeah, there's enough of us in jail. You don't want to stop going to jail? So listen, identity is a must, man. You know, finding out who you are, where your family, your relatives, all of us got family on the tribes. All so-called black people run around since I was young talking about, I got Indian in me. I'm 46. You're talking about, I got Indian in me. Everybody talking Indian. No, you are the original man. Everything come out of you. Indian. You ain't in India. Yeah, but shit, so what are you talking about? So if you do got Indian in you, where did you get it from? Because you ain't in India. Your mama ain't been there and your daddy ain't been there. So how you got it in you? Conscious minds. Better think. Yeah, you the originator. How you got European in you? You ain't been in Europe. How all this stuff is in you? Oh, you think it's because they put it in you from being over here for the strand? Okay, well, shit. Got to figure it out. See what's going on, man. There's a lot of bamboos in the hood wicking going on. That's what Malcolm said. Then, bam, one shot, Malcolm's dead. Martin Luther King went up on the mount, told the people the Negro found himself exiled in his own land. Man, I used to didn't even feel Martin Luther King. I used to watch him, you know, they water holes in him and beating him. I couldn't feel that because my spirit is one of, you know, mine is one Nate Turner. Mine Nat Turner, man. My spirit ain't like that. Mine like, Tucson the Overture. Yeah, I'm ready to get down with it. You feel me? But it's the different people, different strokes of different folks. And I understand his mission now. And I look and see what he said. Man, that was a powerful speech. Ooh, he had a dream. And he said, man, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. Look what he told us, y'all. The Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. But it ain't no Negroes on the land. The Negroes, it ain't no Negro history except the one they been created here. And see, that's what's holding us back. You're not identifying in with your original self. So I did one of these little DNA things through Ancestry, and they told me, you know, North Africa, it was all Moorish dominion, you know, Congo and all that type of stuff, and Ghana area and all that. And in America, it's south from the original Virginia people. So me understanding semantics and people using language and all that spell, putting spells on us with spelling, I understand when I read it, my report from the DNA, it said I'm from the original African-American Virginia. So right then, I already knew that was the bamboozlement right there. That was the hoodwinking by calling me African-American. I knew I was going to be shortchanged out of history, out of time and everything. So I looked at the chart and it said it was from a circa era, you know, from 20 to 300 years or something like that. So I'm ancient person. I know that wasn't me. So me, I went and did my deeper researches. Well, my grandmama, my great-grandmama and them, and they was on Muskegee in Georgia, from the Muskegee Reservation, and, you know, it goes back deeper. But with that, I looked in that. I said, oh, let me go check and see who the original Virginians is. Man, come on now. The original Virginians supersede that by 12,000, 10,000, 12,000 years, which coincides with our teaching. I already knew that from our teachings, man, that we was over here and America's over here, right here, in 10,000 years before the European even knew. So that just coincided with it. And I got that off their search engine site, Google. Yeah, you know, we was Algonquian speaking. I already knew about us being Algonquian because of my ancestry, already knowing that. You need tracing yourself, see? Tidewater people on the Tidewater, just like we live in the Bay on the West Coast. We was living all on the waters up and down the Mississippi, like the prophet said. Up and down these rivers and the channels. You know, and I was just looking at stuff like that, man. It's just deep tapping back into that stuff and just really coming home and being who you're supposed to be and having being recognized. There's so many tribes and nations now that are recognized by the United States, people that just came home and stepped forward. I got a list, and I look at their names. They're not names like you would think. You would think to be a recognized by the native tribe that you would have to have some Smoking Eagle name or something. You know, you think you have to have some, you know, a tribal name, but you just, a lot of people just using their, you know, you can see that they didn't did their process, man. They didn't came home, put it that way. When you look at the names, you can see they didn't came home. Some of them annexed it with, you know, natural with native stuff on it, or bays, or you see all that on there, or Moels or whatever, but yeah, it's time to come home. See, it's time to come home and be ourselves and love each other and just show other people like that. And don't get on top and try to do the European wrong. He's your fellow man. He's your fellow man. We can't do him wrong. Because if you do wrong, it's just a revolving door. Everybody just keep doing each other wrong. So, you know, somebody got to break the cycle. You know, that's just like whatever. Somebody got to break the cycle. We can't keep perpetuating the same thing, our own self-destruction. And I remember in the 80s when hip-hop first hit the scene, and that's all it was consciousness. And remember, y'all, they was talking about self-destruction. You hit it for self-destruction. Yeah, man, they shut all that down. Public Enemy and them, 911 is a joke. Yeah, fight the power. Yeah, they were talking. You feel me? And it was too much for us. Farrakhan was out there. It was fire. Man, and they came through. They had to shake it up. You threw that crack out there, switched it up, switched the music up, you know, made us start making us take it off, the women take it off, disrespecting the women, woo-woo-woo. It just changed up. That's how you know everything is controlled. We're not ourselves. Man, when you're running in the Olympics, you're running from a red, white, and blue flag. Same red, white, and blue flag as that Confederate flag. The same red, white, blue flag as that flag over there in England. It's the same flag. It's a company banner. You feel me? It represents some things. You feel me? And then we got to understand about the Confederacy, man, and all these, the laws, man. The laws. Supreme law of the land, the Constitution, all that, and the Confederacy. Remembering that the Confederacy was us. That was the original people. The more, however you want to terminology them, the Indians, the Aboriginal Indians, the Moors, whatever you want to call us over here. But we were the Confederate states. And that's why it's so divinely prepared that in that Constitution that we can't be etched out of there. All you got to do is come home and be yourself. You feel me? You come home and be yourself, then the Constitution and everything that the Constitution protects and upholds protects you. That's all treaties in force, everything. All debts and contract engagements entered into in the Confederation is valid against the United States as it was against the Confederacy. See? All treaties made are what shall be made. Huh? Yeah. So that's what we got to do. So listen, when you're spending your money, it's just like we can mix the business and the credit stuff with the same analogy as doing for self, because you're going to spend at Walmart when instead you have a business and you got business vendors and they got personal vendors out there that give you accounts and let you pay on them. They give you credit. They report that helps build your credit. They give you $5,000 worth of credit, but you have to spend at their store. Yeah, and they give it to you. You ain't got to tie your Social Security to it. They'll give it to you. And you just build and do what you do when they report it, and they build your credit and stuff up and stop yourself from spending. Why do you want to go spend at Walmart? Walmart ain't giving you nothing back to the community and giving nothing back to you. You ain't seeing that. But you go spend with them vendors, they're going to report you to your personal and your business credit and boom it up. And they got the same things you use at your house and your business. Your toilet paper, all your disinfectants, your lights off, all your computer supplies and paper supplies and papers, the keys. Yeah, they got all kinds of vendors. Got out there school supplies for your children. You know, I had to say it like that for y'all out there, too. All that type of stuff. So you could go in there and spend it with the people who go report. They report it to the credit bureaus and build up your business and personal credit. That's why I spend my money with. I spend my money wise. I'm just giving it away to anybody. I spend it where it's going to be more beneficial and help me and my family to do better. That's right. If you do better, you would do better. Okay. So let me go in here and take a read. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go take a reading, man. I'm going to go edification. I'm going to go edify my spirit right now. Okay. Let me see what chapter I'm going to go with today.
Okay.
Sometimes I just like to pick it up and just flip and go, but sometimes I just want, you know, get it up.
So we get ready yesterday, soul of man, the breath of heaven.
So I'm going to teach y'all something. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into the red. I'm going to go into the fact book here. I'm going to go into the mystery, the red book, what we call it, okay? The mysteries of the Christ, I was sure. I'm going to go into this and give you some teachings to understand that a person, just because a person is chosen, that don't mean that they won't be tested. You don't just be chosen and put into a position without being tried and tested that you can hold that position. So Yahushua, which y'all call Jesus, don't think he just ascended to his position without being tried and possession that he was worthy to uphold that position. And the tried and tested comes within trials and tribulations within yourself that you go through. And don't think that he didn't go through the same things that we went through in life. How can he be an example for us if he didn't go through the same thing? Black of wood, a point. We could have just looked at a piece of wood and said, oh, we don't got to listen to you. The wood already told us. No, he go through it. You don't think the man, if his tongue was, he had the holy breath. He was spitting that venom to power. So we around here spitting BS, and we got women falling out. Michael Jackson, people go sing, and women fall out. So what you think they were doing when Yahushua the Christ was walking around? When Jesus, as y'all call him, was walking around? How many women you think was on his niggity-niggity nuts? I'm just saying it like that. Excuse my French. If that's what y'all say, how many women you think was choosing on him, falling out for him, trying to touch his holy garment? Whichever one you think I'm talking about. Yeah, they was. And he had to be. You think he didn't have temptation? You think his shaboing boing didn't get hard? Oh, excuse me, silly bond day. No, he didn't say that. The Son of God, the God in the flesh. No, he didn't say that. Well, he was physical. He came through a man and a woman like you did. He was physical. Oh, he said he had a father. Oh, he had a father, too. I promise I see the genealogy of Joseph in there. Of course he had a father. Everybody else had a father. Yeah, the masculine of it was the masculine in the mental, the mind, the minds of the parents. The masculine verb was the word. Man, come on now. So, yeah, so we just understanding that. You think he wasn't stimulated before? Yeah, but he has to know how to conquer his chakras, his lower self and his higher self, his seals, how to master his seals. So he went through the same sort of temptations that we did. That's the only way that he could show you how to come back and help us. Amen? Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah. So, let me give you this, okay? Life Works of Yahushua. This is chapter 2 from the Red Book. Life Works of Yahushua. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you number 1. We're going to start, and I'm going to start this series from number 1, and we're going to read the Red Book all the way through on our days. And then on the other day, I go back, because we always be in the front, all right? So, chapter 1, Life and Works of Yahushua. In Egypt and India. And Yahushua came to Egypt land, and all was well. He tarried not upon the coast. He went at once to Zoan, home of Elihu and Salome, who 25 years before had taught his mother in their sacred school. And there was joy when he met these three. When last the son of Mary saw these sacred groves, he was a baby. And now a man had grown strong by buffetings of every kind, a teacher who had stirred the multitudes in many lands. And Yahushua told the aged teachers all about his life, about his journeying in foreign lands, about the meetings with the masters, and about his kind receptions by the multitudes. Elihu and Salome heard his story with delight. They lifted up their eyes to heaven and said, Our Father Allah, let now thy servants go in peace, for we have seen the glory of the Lord. And we have talked with him, the messenger of love, and of the covenant of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Through him shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Through him, Emmanuel. And Yahushua stayed in Zoan many days, and then he went forth into the city of the sun that men called Helepolis, and sought admission to the temple of the sacred brotherhood. The council of the brotherhood convened, and Yahushua stood before the hierophant. He answered all the questions that were asked with clearness and with power. The Hierophant exclaimed, Rabbani of the Rabbinate, why come you here? Your wisdom is the wisdom of the gods. Why seek for wisdom in the halls of man? And Yahushua said, In every way of earth life I would walk. In every hall of learning I would sit. The height that any man has gained, these I would gain. What any man has suffered, I would meet. that I may know the griefs, the disappointments, and sore temptations of my brother man, that I may know just how to succor with those in need. I pray you, brothers, let me go into your dismal crypts. I would pass the hardest of your tests. The master said, take then the vow of secret brotherhood. And Yahushua took the vow of secret brotherhood. Again, the master spoke. He said, the greatest heights are gained by those who reach the greatest depths, and you shall reach the greatest depths. The guide then led the way, and in the fountain, Yahushua bathed. And when he had been clothed in proper garb, he stood again before the hieroglyph. You see how the universe works out? I'm just talking about something now. I'm familiar and just go to it. You just go straight to it. Okay. So, he had to learn, you understand? He had to go through that stuff, man. He had to go through, journeying and seeing people suffering and going through it to understand that. You have to go through things yourself. You out and about, you traveling, you got to get fed by people, people being mean and cruel. He had to go through all that, man. You out traveling, trying to, then you find good people to open up the door to you. It's like a story I had. I had traveled, and I was going through something. That's before I got sent to the federal penitentiary. And I was just out there wilding. And I had seen a vision. It was dark. It was real dark. And I was traveling through the darkness. But at the end of the darkness, it was a tunnel of light. And I realized what it was. And I realized that it was telling me to flee from what I was going through and what I was into, and that it was sunny on the other side. So I journeyed. I did just that. I got away from everything. I got away from everybody, everything, and I wouldn't just live. And I tell you, I thought about the apostles. I thought about them traveling and people having to feed them and open their door for them. I thought about the Underground Railroad, people putting out lights, helping people who, traveling on this road. And I was truly blessed at a lot of places. I was just out there, and people were just putting up on me. Hey, Callie, you need a ride? Ooh, okay, get ready to take me somewhere. Really ain't got nowhere to go. Just stop at my house for a minute. You don't mind? Stop at their house, man. They woman or something cooking. Man, she cooking, want something to eat. Man, I would go to the bathroom and cry. I don't go lie. Thank you, man, because I'm running from stuff, but the same stuff I'm running from is everywhere. I could go get into that same trouble. You see what I'm saying? And I made a vow, and I think the sign that I just stuck to it, and I just believed. And the universe just opened up to me, which is a beautiful thing. Everywhere I went, people would open their door, allow me to stay, sleep on their floor, do whatever it was, but I was blessed. I didn't go undressed. I didn't go unfed. You know what I'm saying? And that was the beautiful thing of that, just understanding that. So when you out there journeying and you traveling, and you going through things, those are lessons that are designed for you in your mission to help other people. Those are designed to build you up and make you stronger in character so you don't have to go through those things again. See, when you repent, people always talk about repentance. Repentance ain't praying, go to church on Sunday, Monday through Saturday doing what you want. It's not going to the mosque on Friday then do what you want. It's not praying five times a day. Then every time you get through busting your head, you still be a Negro. You still talking the same thing. You still doing the same thing. That's not changing. Change is in doing something, and you do something in ignorance without knowing, and then you correct it because now you know. That's how you grow. You see, when your child starts walking and crawling and they start reaching for that plug, you don't just whoop that child at first. You tell that child first. First you make sure you get the knowledge, the knowing, the teaching in there that they know what you're talking about. And then you get confirmation that they're aware of what you're talking about because they're going to try you. They're going to still go over there and they're going to try to reach you. And then they go stop and freeze. They know what that means. And then you go catch them when they go try to look. And then you just go look at them. You know how to say them. They go look to see if you're looking. They go turn their head. Okay? So then if you catch them over there, once you get the acknowledgement that they are aware now that they know, now they're accountable. So that's how the universe, the Father is with us. Now they're here accountable. So now if you go touch that, I know you know. I done looked at you. I done gave you whatever. Wow. I could put that whip on you. Yeah, I could put the whip on you now. So that's how that goes. So that's the same thing with us. So that's what we got to understand. First, you got to know. First, you got to get the knowledge of the know. So that's what we want to do. We want to get information out here. We want our people to know. Do better. Hey, when you're failing and you go through something, man, don't go back to your same vomit. Don't go back to the same vomit, to the same thing. You're not going to gain nothing from that. You're supposed to learn from that. Even in relationships, we do the same thing. We know it ain't no good. We just keep coming back. We just keep falling forward, keep going for the same thing because we hurting somewhere along and we're not addressing the real issue, which is self, which is knowing the self and getting in there and really just figuring out things. There's so much to figure out and learn that really you don't need time. You don't have time for nobody else except they're trying to help feed you and feed each other with some, you know, some of these tools that's going to help us build. Man, you don't need no kind of commitment other than that until you find and know yourself. If you don't know yourself and know where you're coming from, that's our problem right now. And we think we really know. We think we really know until we get snatched up, until we get put in a situation of predicament. I hope y'all are all right out there. It's you're on the Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. And you can check out my website, too, at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. And you can hit my email up at LegalEmpowerMentGroup101@gmail.com, too. I also got another website, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R. And you can hit me up and get some consultation, anything you want in my archives, anything you hear me talk about or whatever, I can help you with that, help you with getting your credit together, help you with business formation the proper way where you get fundability, all that type of stuff, help you with your status corrections, sending in your papers to different locations. So I help people with all that. If you got people in prison, I help them with all that, too. I send prisoners a book. I got a book program. I send a business book so they can educate themselves, civics, yeah, so they can get educated. There's a lot going on. So if you want to be helpful, if you want to be a part of the mission and helpful, like I said, go to them website, the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, Almore Consultation LLC.com. And that's Almore, once again, A-L-M-O-O-R, Consultation LLC.com. And you can check us out there. Also, too, we got at the Legal Empowerment Group, too, one of our stars over there, Miss Tay Bay, Miss Queen Kitty, got a feminine line, too, at queenkitty.net, and that's Kitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y, and she got the feminine project products for the ladies out there. And listen, man, I don't put the 2 on the 10, and I don't do no faking on here, and I really had to calm down on how even I speak, because I know a lot of people be listening, and I have to try to be correct, you know. But let me tell you one thing. I know for sure about this tightening gel they got there on that Queen Kitty product. Hey, man, listen, man, if you ain't got no red snapper, man, if you ain't having dinner, man, with red snapper on the table, man, if you having catfish, man, in the bottom feeder, man, you need to get you some of that snapping gel, man. That snapping gel, get that thing back right, man. Y'all fall back in love again, man. You'll see her in a whole new way again, man. I'll bear witness and promote that. So check Miss Queen Kitty at queenkitty.net and also follow Queen Kitty at Instagram, all right? And then, like I said, you can follow us at our Legal Empowerment. You can follow us at Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. Yeah, you name it, we bring it. And we helping out a lot with a lot of different things. And we got a program going on with the prisoners. Like I said, the prisoners send us stuff. We send their packages in for ceilings and all kinds of stuff, man. Brothers in there have the study groups. I'm really working. They tapping in. They listen to the show. They listen to the Morris Harrison History School show. Hey, they really be on it. They really trying to learn. And I like what I like about it with the brothers, because I try to talk to them, educate them. They ask me about the right way, and I try to talk to them and educate them. Listen, they're really trying to learn. Hey, it's anything for you to learn something to just get out of jail. Hell, but if you don't apply it and make it right, what you going to do when they catch you again?
Yeah.
And then who's going to come to us? A lot of people out there just making stuff, putting stuff together. Okay, but if you don't know nothing and they pull you over, who got your back? If you can't speak for yourself, then you're going to need somebody who got your back. Who got your back? Are you on count? Are you checking in? Are you just somebody just to put something together on the computer and you saying this and that? But you birthright. By birthright, you are who you are. But do you know how to demonstrate who you are inside of this system where you won't fall into the victim of being captured? And that's the thing. And if you are captured, isn't anyone to come behind you? That's what, you know, signing on does. That's what signing on and coming to class and checking in and being in and helping, you know, being a voice and being helped. But people will come to bat for you. Yeah, people will teach you things and show you things that you don't know. So that's the thing about that. So that's what I try to do. I just try to stay helping the brothers and sisters. When they call, I pick up the phone. When they need me to Google stuff, I send it to them. I send them packages. People don't have the packages. I just do it all, man. The organization group does it all, man. We help them out with so many services. So that's what we own, man. If you want to help out with that, then you got the vehicles, you got the links, tap into us, and let's help out right there. And by the way, They always say in prison reform, but you can't reform something that was designed the way it's designed. So it's designed the way it is, so the only thing we can do is shut it down. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to shut it down because we aboriginal. We indigenous. So we're not under those statutes and codes. That's what we want to get the people to see. Every time you was arrested and took to jail, you took to jail under the black code law of 1724. Look that up. Look at those codes and see if they're not irrelevant today. See if they're relevant today. So that's what this is about. A lot of this, most of this, y'all, this is about us getting information, us using the information. See, one thing, you know something, you don't know unless you make it applicable. So we got to apply this stuff, and I can't stress this more. Sue them corporations. I did a Q-Sim search on everything that it got an account number to my name, to that name, right, to that government name. And I found so much stuff, and I'm going to use it as evidence. So I could go have a meeting with the mayor or the governor, if that's the way I need to do it, and go present my Doja to him. Well, my whole family injury claim with all these billions of dollars y'all got in this assets in these accounts that's tied to my image and likeness, and I need to be compensated for that, along with all my other indigenous proofs, whether it's from DNA, from my Indian stuff with my grandmama and all, great grandmama and being on reservation, all the proofs, everything showing that I'm entitled to whatever the treaties y'all have made and lands and all that and royalties and all that. Yeah, come home, y'all. It's simple, man. Quit trying to fall into their system. Man, that's why the system is breaking down for people coming home. Come home. Break the system. Man, come home. Be your original self and sue these corporations, man. That's what time is, man. That's what we got to start doing. So these things that are affecting us, you know, we're not looking out for each other, not working with each other, not trying to promote each other. We got businesses, we could be promote each other. You got people with businesses, hey man, speak on their business, just like I just did. Speak on somebody's business. Put it out there for somebody else. Speak on other people's business. Also, that made me to another thing. Check out the Pink Crown, too, any of y'all out there. Check out the Pink Crown and stuff on Instagram, too. Yeah, Pink Crown got some booming market stuff going on out there. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful Miss Malloy out there, Queen Malloy out there on the West Coast, got the Pink Crown Boutique going on. Check that out on Instagram and stuff out there too. But yeah, man, we're going to do some promoting. We'll have some people on the show be coming through. We'll start doing some open up lines, you know, the whole shebang. The topic will be different. You know, I go into different things. I got business courses that I do on creating for business formation, on repairing your credit, cleaning all that stuff up, helping you get around the shenanigans that they doing, all the BS they doing, letting you understand that if you read the consumer language, that you the one created the debt, so you are the creditor and not the debtor, and you just start understanding that and understand how to speak to these people, and things will go away. That's why it's hard times, dangerous times, y'all. Man, these people don't want, not going to give up power. They took the power in blood. So how you think they're going to give it up? They just go roll over and give it up? Nah, they're going to try to kill, steal, do whatever they could do to keep it. Same way that they did to get it. And that's just what it is. That's not hate, but that's just a reality that a person has to look forward to and face. You know, if a person shows you who they are, you're supposed to believe them. And that's just how that goes. So I'm just trying to do more. I have a vision on my mind to be where exactly where I'm at right now. I had a vision on my mind to be helping people, to giving back. You feel me? Dealing with the prisons and stuff. I'm doing that. And I got a bigger vision to just uplift all of humanity, to feed people. You know, whether it's that's physically and spiritually, you know, just to feed people, just to keep being the blessing. You know, I just want to be a blessing, and my blessings always come when I be a blessing. You see, when I be a blessing, when I think about myself, that's when it be hard. When I be a blessing, it's always a blessing, and that's what I just want more. And all the people that are listening, got families and loved ones in the pen, if I'm sending me stuff, and y'all know that I'm looking out for them, tap in. Yeah, tap in. Go to my links, my Legal Empowerment Group. Go to my website, Legal Empowerment Group. Tap in. Make yourself known. Leave the email. How can we help and assist you and assist your family more? Give up some likes. Let people know what we're doing. You know, tap into the show. Tell people about it. And we help some people out of them in prison and stuff. Yeah, we help them out. We're trying to get them out of there. They ain't on no prison form. We're trying to get their papers done and steal all that rule so they can double back on the backside and hit the people in the jurisdiction which has no statute of limitation. That's what we're doing. Going in and show, here I am, this one I am. So in the meantime, the brothers is on study. They figuring out who they are, and they just study. Let them know, ain't no rush thing. Ain't no UCC pattern, and then you just go put it on. I'm free. Now, it is bonds tied to these cases, and it is people that know how to go deal with them deal bonds, performance bonds, and payment bonds, and stuff like that to attach to them in case they can just go get people straight out of there. That is. But who are you, and what are you doing? You know, if that's the case, you get any and everybody out. You need everybody to get out. That don't work. So it is a process, and we're going to work that process, and we're going to be blessed, man. And everything is opening up. Y'all can see it. The natural people are coming back into their own. And that's just the point of it. We just need to stay prepared, and we need to be more unified. Starting at home itself, like I said, with your children and everybody at the house. You mean you got 10 credit cards, and your girlfriend or your wife ain't got none. Man, that's a no-no. You should have her on authorized email on everything. It's all that report for her, by him, vice versa. So that's how that goes. Yeah, so we got to start doing more like that with each other. It's helping each other out. Helping the elders, man. We don't even go back to you. The elders don't even know their grandchildren, the great grandchildren. We don't bring them around. Now we got most people in both families, they don't bring them around. They have a lot of stuff going on. People doing their own thing. Everybody's everywhere. But it's coming to the time where everybody's going to need everybody. Yeah. If you don't got nobody and have nobody, then you're going to be used and abused. That's been our overall situation. And so far, black people. Because we're going to be nationalized, that's crime against humanity, warring against the people, to get out of the human family. Those are your claims. Better put your claims on these people. Crime against humanity, genocide, denationalization. Got your name in all caps, called you back. Then how is it that I got it? My mom's birth certificate, on my mom's birth certificate, her parents, they got an Negro. But on my birth certificate, they are black. You see? We just got to open our eyes and see what's going on. My mom's birth certificate, her parents are Negroes. For my birth certificate, my parents are black. Well, hell, if my mom's parents are Negroes, then my mom should be a Negro. Hi, I'm a black. Both my parents are black. Something different, huh? Yeah, okay. So that's how that goes. Well, like I said, it's been a blessing. I'm so blessed to be here today. I'm so blessed to be in this position and talk to y'all. I'm so blessed to be able to know us anything, to be able to give you any iota of information that could probably help you, that has helped me. And I'm just going to keep striving to learn more and to do better so I can give you more to learn and do better with. And then the domino effects work, and we uplift one another and become as one with another. So that's what this is about, and that's what's going on. And this is like I said, this is Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip of Sunday Night, babe. Don't forget. Tap into all my vehicles. Help, we got the Helping Earth Acquire Life to Humanity, help.org, coming out soon. Our nonprofit, we got truck for and everything. We're running up and down the highway, taking donations and feeding people and clothing people. And that's coming soon. Right now, we have an email for that, which is help. So we're like healthcare, health.more, MOOR@yahoo.com. You can send suggestions or questions to that. But, our main vehicle you can tap into it now is at legalempowermentgroup101.com, the website, and almoreconsultationllc.com website. And that's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R. And also the Gmail, legalempowermentgroup101@gmail, and almore.consulting@gmail.com. And yeah, just check us out, man. We've got a lot coming. We've got a lot of e-books, a lot of e-book libraries. We put it together on legal empowerment, a lot of self-help, religious notebooks, and Ms. Queen King is putting together, Ms. Tay Davis is putting together. You just go on there and see. You can leave comments and questions and ask if you need consultations or whatever. We put them together for you, put packs together. We even got finance packages for the stuff that we do. The first crew that got that, man, I don't know. But that's what we got, financing options for you. Yeah, we have financed the services that we're doing for you to show how good that we are, that we trust in what we're doing. So, you know, you don't lose nothing at the end. You just do this finance. You feel me? We give you a finance so you can see the process working as it goes. So you're working, you know, like y'all be paying them people extra to laws and all them people each month, and you don't be seeing much going on. They send you a letter every 2 months. Oh, this has been on to the hero every 2 months. You feel me? Something or something happened, you just keep paying them fees every month? No. Not here. And yeah, so that's it. We just want to do better. We want to come together. and come together with self and kind and start trusting each other, start doing business with each other, start reporting each other. Y'all, you know, people with two or three businesses, do business with each other. Report that you're doing business with each other, the guys on Bad Street and then the bureau, so that way you can get reported and you can get your credentials up and get a high payday score that way you can go buy the things that you need, whether it's a real estate property through your business or a car through your business. But the more you got property going on, the better. Another thing, if you're living in business, y'all got businesses and you put in money in the bank, listen, banks are depositories. You don't even make a lot of money on interest, and it ain't worth putting the money in there like that. But if you got a business, you want to trick the business with the banking system by putting money in your account every day. So if it's $50, put that in there every day for a month. Put in the next month, put $100, $75. Then put the third month, put $100. You see, they check when you go to get loans and stuff, they check for every 90 days, the last 90 days or something that you want of your statements. So if you do that for 90 days, that shows growth. If you get denied in the next 90 days, you're still going up. Okay, you're at 100 now. Now you go 150 for 1 month, and then 175 and 200. And you keep doing that, just keep progressing. I guarantee you, they don't give you a loan. Yeah, it's just how to manipulate. It's a depository. They want deposits in there. And that's what makes the move for them. So the more deposits you're doing, the more volume you're doing during the month, the more that they could depend on getting their money back. Because if you got a product, enough people will go see it, and the numbers show that you're going to get enough money to repay them. So that's what it's about. Y'all okay out there? Okay, well, like I said, once again, I just want to thank y'all for tipping through today. I really do. I want y'all could have been doing anything. Might not be nobody here. I might be talking to the wind. But I know one thing. It's archived. You hear what I'm saying? It's archived. You can go in there anytime you want and check it out. Check me out. You know, see what I'm on. If you got some tips or some suggestions, you know, let me know, man. You know, I'll take them. I'll take tips and suggestions. I don't have no problem with that. You know, but like I said, we'll start opening up soon. But we'll start opening up soon for the call-ins too. So I'm getting all my people lined up and all my guests and stuff lined up. But I like to have a guest on for that. And I want to talk to nobody about nothing. Yes, and that's just how I am. I want to talk to the guest and let the guest talk to, and then we can have a group discussion with the guest. You know, that's just how I am. That's just me. You know, so if you want to deal with Suleiman Bey, then you deal with me through AlmoreConsultationLLC.com or LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Look up, and I got free consultations for 30 minutes. Well, I'll give you some game and talk to you. And after that, I put it on the meter. But it's good. Check in with me and learn something and get something, all right? So listen, peace and love to y'all. I'm glad y'all slid through today. Man, God is good. Life is good. Man, be a blessing to people so you can be blessed. Man, tap in again. I see y'all. If y'all don't know, tap in to Moore's Heritage History School tomorrow, Sunday school. And y'all stay focused up here. God bless. Peace and love. Love is what I have been. When I hold it to you, you are for me. Oh, yeah.